Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Thunder taking the league by storm.
Yeah, I get it.
Pretty good.
That's pretty smart. What would have you said about the Pacers?
Ooh, they won. Setting the pace.
There it is.
For the whole league.
In the NBA. Good one.
Anticlimactic last night.
Yeah.
Halliburton getting hurt.
I know.
I mean, I felt all along the Thunder were going to win that series, win that game. They had home court advantage, game 7 in OKC. I felt like they were going to win the game all along. So I don't want to say I didn't see it coming, but the Pacers started great last night.
Including Halliburton.
Halliburton looked locked in.
Yeah.
Blows out his Achilles early. Bro. And obviously the game changes there. If you want to hold that against the Thunder, go right ahead. Be my guest. The Thunder won a title, .. But they needed Halliburton to get hurt to do so. Be my guest. I don't think that's unfair to do. It's worth citing. It's worth pointing out. I'd be careful playing that game if you're a Celtics fan, based on the Celtics path a year ago. But go ahead and throw that in OKC's face. I think they are uniquely set up, even compared to other recent champions, to be the next dynasty in the NBA. They're the youngest champion in years. They have a million draft picks. You know, they're not losing anyone. Off this team, at least they're not scheduled to lose anyone through free agency. Who knows what moves they decide to make. But I think they're uniquely set up to be the next dynasty in the NBA, and it's been a while since we've even seen a repeat champion. So let's start with that. Do you think the Thunder win another title, Keith?
So it's funny. My initial thought would be not next year, and maybe they will, and, you know, keeping this together. I think there's so much parity in the NBA. There's different teams, different great players across the board, and there's not a lot of, if any, true super teams. There's a lot of, you know, two all-stars on a team or whatever it might be. And yeah, they look like they're lined up for the long haul. The Celtics also look like they were set up at least to repeat, right? Because Holiday and Horford are older than guys that the Thunder have.
I thought they were going to repeat.
So
no question. Yeah.
So did I. And then we watched the Thunder play and you're like, all right, that's going to be a tough series if they face them. And obviously never played out. But are the Thunder going to be able to keep all their guys together? We've been so focused on that with the Celtics. Now you kind of see that other teams are going to have to deal with that too. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander makes good money, but not Brown Tatum money yet. He will. Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams don't really make much money at all. They're going to make massive money.
Yeah, they're both extension eligible soon, if not this offseason.
I think so. I think, Chet Holmgren has one more year locked in. Then he kicks in like that qualifying offer thing. And then Jalen Williams is, I think, in the exact same boat. So that's going to be guys that you, I would assume, want to commit to. But then what does the rest of your roster look like and all of that? Then, like, the normal typical stuff of being the champion and now everybody going after you and giving you their best game and all that other stuff. So I was going to say, no, they're not going to repeat. And maybe they won't even win another title in the next 5 years. However, earlier in the show, we were looking up odds for next season. And there's still plenty of time for star players to change teams like Kevin Durant and maybe some others and some different teams to kind of take form. And this is just Vegas, and they've been wrong before, and they got to set the odds somehow. But the next 3 or 4 teams on their list to win the title were the Cavs and the Knicks and the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's interesting to me, although I'm not going to bet on them to win, but like,
no.
Cleveland and the Knicks.
No.
OKC would stomp those
and
teams.
That's why it's sort of one of those, like, if SGA, Williams, and then I guess to a lesser degree, Chet Holmgren are healthy, then yeah, the Thunder probably should. Now, that's another thing that can happen, and Holmgren can break a bone at any moment.
Yeah,
and
Holmgren is basically their Porzingis.
Yeah, oh,
I mean, he was healthy their whole postseason run this year, but yeah, he's their Porzingis. Like, he's a, you never know when the next injury is.
Yeah, so if he's out, that levels the playing field a little bit more, and then we'll see how it goes. But yeah, maybe the NBA is that, maybe it has so much parity that kind of plays into the team that's on top right now. Maybe they can kind of run with it for a little bit.
Well, and not for nothing, and you just said this, Halliburton's out. I mean, the Pacers have been to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
They were in the NBA Finals this year. He's out for next year. That's an all-NBA player. Tatum's first team all NBA. He's out for a year. So, I mean, you want to chip away at those teams on top of it as well.
And then we were already at the point where I think, and maybe you disagree with this, LeBron, Curry, Durant, still good players, but they're past their automatic title contenders. Like, I think those three guys, even this year, kind of proved that. Durant didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Curry, obviously there was injuries there, but that's part of it. When these guys get older, maybe there's going to be a little bit more injuries. And then LeBron was paired up with Luka, and even that, they couldn't get anywhere.
Good point by the Twitch chat. Like, a lot of time to still shake out. We already saw the Durant trade, which we'll get to.
Yep.
Tell me where Giannis is.
Yeah, good one.
It's like, all right.
I'd be more fearful of him than Durant.
If Giannis is with new Lakers ownership or something like that, then let's see how that shakes out.
San Antonio
out.
Or New York.
If he goes to San Antonio, do you fear them? We talked about this before. It's him with Wemby and Fox and Castle. Like, that's a good team, but are they taking down Oklahoma City? No.
No, but it's another team they got to go through. Like, if they have to face Giannis and Jokic and some other, like, you know, I still wouldn't say Durant, but like all of a sudden their murderer's row could be tough. They did go seven games against Denver. They did go seven games against Indiana.
Well, this is the thing that I feel, if I was going to question Oklahoma City, is winning multiple titles. And maybe we should get to multiple titles before we get to Dynasty. That's been pointed out to me as well.
You got to win three for Dynasty.
Sure. Yep. But like, okay, do you think they even win a second title with this group, whether it's this upcoming year or not? That's a good place to start. I would say yes. But they were shaky going through the playoffs. I felt like they were shaky even in the opening round against Memphis, who they swept.
Yeah, yeah.
They blew them out in game one. You said this earlier, Keith, but they had to come back from like 30 down in one of those games. All the games were too close for comfort for a 1-8 matchup. So I didn't think that was great. They had to go 7 against Denver. That was a hard-fought series. They smoked Minnesota. And Minnesota's been to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. That's a good team. So you felt like maybe they were locking in then. I certainly did. Mm-hmm. I picked them in 5 against Indiana. And then they peed away game one late. They couldn't put away Indiana as the series went on. They needed Halliburton to get hurt just to win that game 7. So it wasn't easy for Oklahoma City. And I would definitely look at that and wonder if that's a sign of, you know, cracks with OKC in their opportunity to repeat or even be a budding dynasty. But I also look at it and say, well, they won. Now they know how to win.
Right.
Now they've done it. They're young. No one's going anywhere, as far as I know, on this team. And they have ways of upgrading if they want.
They could.
Their million draft picks.
And like how that goes and like which guys do you feel like you can part with that are on the team that won it versus what guys do you have to keep? The reason why I hesitate to say like, yeah, they're going to win is once Giannis broke through, you're like, oh, he's going to win multiple titles. Once Jokic won it, I was like, ah. Tatum won it, like all three of those guys in a row, I was like, all right, that's going to lead to another. So I'm like, am I just going to keep doubling down on back-to-back?
I've been wrong, but I'm going to be consistently wrong on this one because these teams feel like they're well-situated. I don't know that I felt that way about the Bucks. I honestly don't remember feeling that way about the Bucks. I definitely felt that way about Denver. I definitely felt that way about the Celtics. And I feel the same way about OKC.
I felt that way about the Bucks because I remember thinking the way it lined up when he won Giannis at the age that he won it with his other accolades, he was like had a better pace than LeBron James for like all of his stuff. Like if you're taking titles, MVPs, all NBA teams, like all defense, which Giannis has, like that was trending better. And then just failed playoff performance after failed playoff performance. Like, all right, never mind on that. Because I'm with you. A lot of times you think, star player that is hitting his head against the wall, doesn't break through. Once he breaks through, all right, he somehow solved it or whatever, and he can win multiple titles because that's how the NBA has been for so many years. A lot of it's like a handful of guys hog most of the titles. Like there was a stretch, was it like 30 years of basketball where it was like LeBron, Shaq, Kobe, or LeBron basically was in or won the finals, something like that. Now it's like, every year you're getting somebody new to represent the East and the West.
You mentioned Durant. We'll get to that trade in a moment, but let's knock out some calls. 617-779-7937. Jared is in Pittsfield. Hello, Jared.
Hey, how we doing today, gentlemen?
Very good.
Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to run something. Great job for the Thunder to win a championship. Congrats on them. Interesting take you guys both have there about what could potentially happen moving forward. But with that said, definitely wanted to just quickly throw out there, you know, I think definitely we can confirm that there was a haul given back for KD to give up a 37-year-old on the decline with his contract and to get a top 10 pick in a very deep draft, shed some of that horrible contract Green had. There's a lot of noise, I guess, that I'm hearing about potentially teaming him up with Jaylen Brown, and my thoughts on maybe what your feeling would be on a return on something like that. Houston was
on Durant, you're saying?
Brown to Houston.
Oh, Brown going there with Houston. Oh, I'm not entertaining that. Now I'd trade anybody. I've said this before. If I'm getting, and I was just talking down to him, but if I'm getting Giannis for Jaylen, I'm doing that trade. If I'm getting the number one pick for Jaylen, I do that trade. We've talked about Booker before. Maybe this makes Booker more available.
There's
in
nothing Houston has right now.
Yeah.
Counting Kevin Durant that I would want for Jaylen Brown. The idea of teaming those guys up, I'm sure Udoka is trying to get it done any way possible, but it doesn't make any sense for the Celtics.
No, I feel like they probably were calling on Jaylen. As Shams said last week, they're getting all kinds of wild trade offers. Doesn't mean they're going to take it. You need an insurmountable offer.
Do you think they got told no by maybe Jaylen and maybe got told no by even Milwaukee for Giannis, and then we're like, all right, we'll go to Durant?
Yeah.
Durant feels like a third prize.
That's what I think. Yeah. I feel like Durant is a consolation prize, good consolation prize, but I think it's a consolation prize certainly to Giannis and probably to Jaylen Brown as well. So I'm not itching to trade him to Houston. I wasn't sure where he was going with that. I thought maybe he was saying Celtics to get in on Durant.
No, I think Jaylen Brown there.
Which ultimately I wouldn't have been in on, and I wasn't overly interested in. I know a lot of Celtics fans were. But yeah, I think Houston is, I think they're better, Keith. I never really believed in them last year. Like it's hard to win in the NBA when you don't have a go-to scorer. And they just didn't have a go-to scorer. They played a tenacious brand of basketball, and they dug in defensively, and they reflected Udoka. But
yeah,
you still need a guy who can get you buckets.
They got the most out of their team, and they need somebody else.
If you don't have a guy who's a go-to guy, it's really, really, really hard to win. Really hard to win.
I think they're still a team to watch because we mentioned earlier, Fred Van Fleet has a team option, $44 million. I haven't heard anything yet. I can't imagine they pick that up. Then they have Sagoon, who's good, big man, who starts his extension next year. And then that's kind of it. Like, you have Amen Thompson, you have Reed Shepard from the draft last year. But by trading away Green and Brooks, those are two of your bigger contracts. So now you have Durant, Sagoon, and kind of some flexibility there.
Well, they're
so kind of interesting.
Long term, they're going to have to pay Thompson. But yeah, you're right. They don't have to pay him.
Well, they can, because Durant's a one-year deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's like $54 million or whatever. So, like, if you're asking me Jaylen Green and Dylan Brooks or Durant, yeah, probably Durant.
But going back to the OKC point, if Houston's their biggest threat in the West, you're not really taking Houston all that seriously.
No, not at all.
And while I acknowledge Durant could go there, be the go-to scorer, blend in with guys like Sengun and Thompson, and Udoka has him playing the right way, like, I acknowledge he could be the missing piece on Houston. They needed a go-to guy. And Durant is an all-time go-to scorer. He was a go-to scorer last year on Phoenix. They couldn't even make the playoffs. And I think it's far more likely he's going to infect the young players there than elevate them. But I acknowledge I could be wrong on that, and Durant could be their missing piece.
Can the Lakers get Giannis? Would be the question.
Probably.
And if they can, then that would be the team. Then I would pick them, as much as I can't stand LeBron. If it's Luka, LeBron, and Giannis.
I mean, we already talked about last week how Walton, the guy who bought the Lakers, runs the Dodgers.
Yeah.
We know how that goes. So, yeah, I'd imagine the Lakers are in on Giannis. I'd imagine Miami is in on Giannis. It seems like San Antonio is in. Those are probably the teams that I would have forecasted as the favorites. And right, if he went to the Lakers,
right,
that might shift the odds.
What if
in
Milwaukee
the West
was like, we'll only do it if we get Bronny? Do you think the Lakers would do it? LeBron would be like, no, not my kid. Like, listen, deal breaker, Bronny, or we're not doing the deal.
Yeah. Ooh, would LeBron sign off on that?
He'd be like, no,
probably not. He
didn't care.
He probably already doesn't want to share the ball with Luka. Never mind Luka and Giannis. And his kid's not on the team. He probably says no.
It'd be real sad.
He probably does. But no, I think Durant, I think Phoenix got a decent return for him. Like, honestly, better than I thought.
There's 1 year. You missed the playoffs with him. You have 1 year left. You're going to probably miss the playoffs again, or you're going to be like a 10 seed, and then he's just going to walk away anyway. So at least you can see with Jaylen Green. The caller referred to it as a bad contract. I think he has like 3 years, $100 million or something like that. It's crazy money in the NBA. So there are plenty of guys that still make more than Jaylen Green. I think he could be pretty good. Now, they might flip him anyway and get something for him.
I keep reading mixed things on that. I read that they want to build around him, and I read that they might flip him in a separate trade, meaning the Suns. But I think getting Dylan Brooks and getting Jaylen Green was probably a better return than I forecasted they were going to get.
And the 10th pick, I don't know how deep the draft is, that's what the caller mentioned. I don't think it's necessarily deep, but they also get a lottery pick in there too.
Green 21 points a game. He was a little better shooting than I thought.
Yeah.
35% from three. That's not great,
no.
But I definitely thought it was worse.
That's the line where you're like, you're allowed to keep taking them.
Right.
Like, well, you're okay,
yeah,
fine.
You're not a great shooter, no. But you make enough of them where, yeah, you're a threat to take them.
Plus, he probably takes a lot of crazy shots without watching a lot of Rockets games. My guess is, like, he gets the ball late and just is like, all right, we don't really have much of an offense.
And playing next to a legit scorer like Booker might help him in that regard, where the defense sags off and it gets you more open looks. Uh-huh. So, look, we could be 2 days away, Keith. The draft is on Wednesday.
Terp, oh my God, sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Terp said. And actually, don't they split up the draft now? They do night one and night two?
Yeah, that's so stupid.
So
I love the NBA draft, but like
Wednesday's,
you don't need two nights.
Wednesday's night one?
Yeah, then it's like, oh, here come all the second-rounders who you guys have for sure heard of.
Well, there were a lot of second-rounders swapped in this last trade. Maybe that's why they wanted all those second-round picks.
That's true.
They're like, hey, people will be tuning in. On the second night. But
we're going to have Pure Hoops in on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to have Terp in at high noon on Wednesday. And just, I think draft night is a night where Holiday, Porzingis, Hauser, guys like that could move off the Celtics. I'm not promising that.
Right.
When we were kicking around before the show, Terp said maybe even before then.
Before then?
So I don't know if Terp's heard anything.
Oh boy.
I don't know if Terp was pointing us in a certain direction. Maybe just kind of speaking out loud.
Like, maybe tomorrow. We're
maybe
talking
even
about
before then.
Maybe a move tomorrow even.
But it's getting close where the rubber's going to meet the road on the Celtics making some decisions. If they're going to shave off Porzingis or Holiday or Hauser off the roster, the draft would be a real logical time to get that done.
Yeah.
So you guys can discuss Celtics offseason. We'll probably get more into that tomorrow and certainly Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. Your phone number to get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. He's back, right? I think he's back.
I think so.
All right.
Okay.
Did I overpromise? I got a shrug in the other room. I think he's back, judging by his social media. You got Fitzy. Again, they come your way at 2. We got the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the Red Sox are going to try to snap a two-game losing streak as they lost the last two games to the San Francisco Giants. They're going to be in Anaheim for the next three against the Angels. 9:38 first pitch tonight and tomorrow. 4:07 on Wednesday. Catch them all right here on WEEI. Pregame starts an hour before first pitch. Tonight, Walker Buehler on the mound for the Sox. The great Walker Buehler.
I don't feel great about that.
Nope.
If we're being honest.
He's going up against right-hander Jack Kochanowicz.
Kochanowicz?
Kochanowicz.
Kochanowicz.
Now, let me ask you this. Haas of the Week nominee, question mark?
Is he?
6'7", 228.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Nominee.
If he gets shelled, which we hope that he does, can't win.
Thin. 228.
He's
six,
a little thin.
Seven?
Yeah, he's a little thin. He's 24 years old. He might still be adding weight and height, for all I know.
Yeah, get on the Devers meal plan there. Fill that out a little bit.
6'7", though? So drink that in tonight.
Haas City.
938, I would say.
And Dick Fitz is back.
Thank God.
That's another.
Yeah, Fitz is back.
Hossy guy.
Yeah, so Fitz, I think, is getting, we said the Wednesday
the
start.
Yeah.
So Walker Buehler, who got destroyed last time out, absolutely body bagged.
Let me asterisk that real quick. Most times, though.
Most
times he takes the mound. That's what happens. Red Sox, again,
ERA just under a six.
Massive series. You want to have a winning record on the road trip. You want to put the bad series over the weekend in San Francisco in the rearview mirror. And They just dropped 2 out of 3 to this team at Fenway.
No, I don't like that.
So, I mean, I'm not telling you I feel great about them in this series, but they need to at least take 2 out of 3.
I don't feel great about them at all. No, I feel like they lose tonight, they win with Crochet, and then it's all up to Fitz.
Who, by the way, last time he pitched against the Angels, I'm pretty sure was all miserable.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. Things can change.
Let me fact check that, but I'm pretty sure.
No, he wasn't. He was like a rehab start.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Jones, you were telling me about a great quote from new NBA champion.
Immediately regretted.
Alex Caruso, who just won a title with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He, of course, was also on the COVID Lakers team that won the Mickey Mouse title. I've argued and pointed out that that does not count. That is not a title. That doesn't, when you're looking at all the history of the league,
right,
not a real title.
You count it so little that when we had a discussion last week about the worst champions of the last 25 years, you didn't even cite the Lakers because that's not even a real championship.
No, because I would have gotten mousetrapped and you would have been like, actually, oh, if you think it's real. The worst, then it's at least a real one. I did not. Damn. I abstained from that.
So smart.
What did my guy Alex Caruso say?
Alex Caruso said, yeah, now I got a real one.
Hell yeah.
Meaning a real championship ring. Trophy,
that's
whatever. And so Alex Caruso crapping all over the Lakers bubble championship. I think he was really clapping back more at the haters who were like you, Keith, who were like, you don't even have a real one. He said, what are they going to say now? Jason Tatum style.
True.
When he won a title. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew you were grab bag. When you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Grab bag.
Somehow this just into the news desk. Oh. Tyrese Halliburton does have a torn Achilles.
I saw Shams had the big update there.
And I was like, is that right, Shams?
Thank God for that reporting.
Nobody was watching. Well, maybe nobody was watching last night. Who's to say? I don't think the ratings have come out yet for game 7, but must have taken a turn after the first quarter. But yeah, horrible news. I mean, you have two of the 15 best players in the league, torn Achilles. Both guys are very much in their prime. Both Team USA guys. Out for the year. So whatever thoughts you had of like Celtics and Pacers both next year, like, nah.
It is a hard case.
It's kind of wide open for the Knicks and the Cavs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It is a hard case to make that, you know, they got overworked in the Olympics when those are the two guys who got benched by
Team
USA.
They barely played.
And wound up both injuring their Achilles. But no, imagine me and a Pacers fan last night. We're talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
Like, imagine me and a Pacers fan. You're all gassed up for game 7. He's out early. You're like, well, crap, they're not going to win now. And now he's out for a whole nother year on top of that. Like, mm-hmm. That is a massive kick in the nuts.
Grab bag.
Travis Hunter has signed a 4-year, $46.65 million deal with just over $30 million up front. How about that?
You see, the Jaguars
give me my money.
Had separate tweets yesterday. They said, we've signed defensive back Travis Hunter, and then they said, we've signed wide receiver Travis Hunter.
Pretty great.
Pretty good.
He's like, well, then pay me twice.
I'm sure they're going to regret that tweet the next time he comes up for a negotiation.
100%.
Yeah,
I don't know how that one is going to go down. So let's say, hypothetically, down the road, they go to franchise him. Does he get franchised as a corner or as a wide open? Okay. Or you know what? Maybe it comes down to snaps.
Great question. But
I bet his agent would be like, he played more over at this spot. So.
Didn't this come up with
Kelsey?
Is that who it was? Yeah. He wanted to be a wide receiver. You're right.
And then
I think that's come up with like linemen before too.
Yes.
Or
interior.
No, but I think they're all paid as one, actually. I take that back. It's come up a handful of different times where guys have like a gray area of where they play. And the team will obviously argue they play at the less important position, and the player says, well, actually, I should be paid more at this number.
Yeah.
If they tried to franchise him, and the Jaguars are a cheap organization, so I could see them going that route, yeah, what number would you get him at? I'd imagine just where you played the majority of your snaps, I'd imagine, which I think sounds like it's going to be offense for him.
Yeah.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven.
Grab bag.
Not bad. Not a bad one, really. I like Edgar Allan Poe.
Do I do like sometimes when you're listening to them, I don't know if you do it on purpose or your lips just move. You're like, yeah, yeah. like right there. I don't know. You're just kind of like talking along with it. Yeah.
I enjoy those. I got some NHL news for you, Jones. Hopefully you're sitting down. Jonathan Taves is going to sign with the Winnipeg Jets.
Wow.
Taves hasn't played in 2 years due to long COVID.
Oh, that's why he's been out?
He's got long COVID.
That's super long. 2 years. That's really long COVID.
I don't think you ever lose it, right?
Okay, well, wow.
Is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
I've heard that before, yeah.
So hopefully he's all right. But
yeah, no, it's good to see him back in the league. That's Captain Sirius is what they used to call him in Chicago. He's he's back in the league. Yeah.
Okay.
Winnipeg.
Yep.
Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball rando, scared to play. Bringing mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Jones, they lead the way. In a world where bags are grabbed. Who's the next? Let's take a peek. Could be anyone this week. Rob Deer. Rob Bay. Rob Deer. Rob Deer. All football, baseball, hockey news. A fun film.
We got another hockey trade for you, Jones.
Oh,
the
another
Ducks,
one?
The Anaheim Ducks have traded Trevor Zegras to the Philadelphia Flyers for Ryan Poling and two draft picks.
They gave up Poling.
They gave up Poling, number 45 overall, and a fourth rounder next year. So you update your draft charts. But
Zegras,
big Ducks Flyers deal.
Zegras is one of these guys that's like well known for like the trick. Like lifting the puck,
really
that guy,
all,
right?
The lacrosse goal. It's really all he does. He's really not that great of a player.
No? Okay. Lacrosse goal. He does some wacky stuff. No, like a Casper's dog of hands. Remember that
basically.
One?
I do. Except he's better than that.
I'm telling you, but like that's the only reason I even know that name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's he does.
I don't pretend to be watching a lot of Ducks games, but like
he's
I know him
the best
purely
he can
based
out
on
there.
That.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith grab back. Do, 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 do. Wah, wah. 93.7, Jones and Keith grab back. Jones and Keith grab back.
All right, let's take a look at the weekend box office, Jones, shall we? Coming in at number, I'm going to start with 7.
Okay. That's not, I thought you were deciding between 1 or 5. You're starting
Ballerina.
7.
Okay, 5 or 6.
7 or 8. Good call.
You're blacked out. Ballerina, $4.5 million up to 51. That was 7th. Materialists, $5.8 million.
This is what Courtney said she saw?
Courtney Cox told us in the hallway it was terrible. She saw
it. It was a miserable movie.
It looked terrible. So it's Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, Pedro Pascal. Some are saying he's not in enough films.
Yeah.
But Pedro Pascal was in this. I think they kind of, the preview comes out or the trailer and it's like, it's like a rom-com, but I don't think it's really a rom-com.
Oh.
But anyway, that's Materialist. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is up to 178 domestic. Lilo and Stitch came in 4th this weekend, up to 387.
Wow.
Been on for 5 weeks. Elio, $21 million in its first week. This is one of the very rare Disney originals. Most Disney movies are either live-action remakes of animated things or sequels. So this Elio is a new one. $21 million.
It's like aliens? Is that what's going on in that? I've
yeah, it's like a kid. It's like a dude, like a regular Earth kid. Yeah. And then he like comes across like aliens.
Got it. Earth kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe he goes to space.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I got it.
28 years later, the horror sequel, $30 million.
Nice.
I assume they got to be happy with that.
You still haven't seen that yet.
No, that's the next one on my list.
But it's on the list.
And then How to Train Your Dragon, up to $160 million, made 37 this week. So, what, 3 of the top 4 movies are kids' movies?
Mm.
Yeah, summer.
Lucas is 0 for those 3, but maybe he'll get to one
of those ones.
Maybe he'll get to one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Brad! Brad!
That one's literally better every time I hear it. It's like it's better every single time.
It's a fine
I
wine.
It's my favorite one, yeah. I think, without a doubt. All right, have we come up with a new daily question yet here in the grab bag?
Definitely not.
No, we haven't.
No, have we made any progress?
Best submission, probably. Does Connor Wong have a ribby?
I think that's my favorite one too. Yeah, the answer's still no.
That's no.
Is Connor Wong still on the team?
Oh, geez, Nick.
Always got to go that.
You always got to go to the dark place.
That's too far.
Seriously.
Way too far.
Hello, my old friend.
I've come to talk with you again.
All right, let's take a look, Jones, at the top NBA performer for the final time this year from last night.
I'll tell you who I'm not going with is the finals MVP.
Jalen Williams.
Maybe.
20 points. Was it Andrew Nembhard? 15 points, 5 rebounds, 6 dimes.
Mm.
Was it Chet Holmgren?
Maybe.
18 points, 8 rebounds. Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? 29 no. points, 12 assists.
No.
Was it Benedict Mathurin? 24 points, 13 boards.
Put me down for Chet. I was ripping his, and I understand the irony of this, his yeah. little boy body earlier in the series. But you know
guy.
What?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5 blocks last night, changing the game. Put me down. I can't give it to SGA when you go right. 8 for 27. I can't do it. Put me down for Chet.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, it's time to find out who the best baseball performer was from last night.
Oh, good.
Was it Donovan Solano? 3 for 5, 2 dongs.
Solano.
5 RBI. Was it Max Muncy? 2 for 4, 2 dongs, 7 RBI.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Was it Byron Buxton? 3 for 5, 2 home runs and a steal. Power and speed.
I do like it. It's a good combo.
Was it Dominic Canzone? 3 for 5, 2 home runs.
Canzone.
Or was it?
I need to put that on the TD Garden Jumbo chart.
Or was it Mauricio Dubon? 2 for 4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI.
Yeah, no. Put me down for Max Muncy. 7 ribeye steaks?
7 ribby.
Yeah, that's Max Muncy.
Oh, man.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
It's a former player, so it's not Dominic Canzone. It's not going to be him. It's somebody else altogether, and it's a gentleman who played for 4 teams in his major league career, including the Angels.
Okay,
should we just get Darren Erstad out of the way now?
Erstad.
It's not Erstad.
Jim Edmonds.
It's not Edmonds.
Garrett Anderson.
It's none of those
David
guys.
Eckstein.
Troy Gloss.
It's not any of those guys. I had somebody text me.
Sean Figgins.
Some guy was like, what about you should do Tim Salmon or JT Snow? I was like, even I know we've done those before.
You know what's funny, though? JT Snow was one that I did when you were out, and Nick's like, Keith already did that one. So even I've fallen for that.
Snowman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snowman could pick it over at first. Oh, was he not electric?
What a glove over there. God, the Red Sox only had him.
Nothing could buy him.
Yeah.
Nothing could buy him. He played for the Angels, the Padres, Braves, and Tigers, did this gentleman I'm referring to.
Angels, Padres, Braves, Tigers. Yep.
Yep. Huh? One-time All-Star, and that was with the Angels.
Okay.
One-time Gold Glove.
Nice.
With the Angels. He played middle infield. You could catch him at short. You could catch him at second base.
Okay.
His career highs include a 30-steal season.
Oh.
A 10-home run season.
Oh.
Career 271 hitter. Did have a year where he hit 312.
Okay.
Hamilton Simmons.
Ooh.
Oh. No. Good not? Guess. No, no, no.
No good guess.
That's real sharp. He broke into the majors in 2006.
Okay, yeah. So this is what I wanted.
And then hung it up after the 2017 season.
Okay, it's not Marcus Giles.
No, but he was a one-time All-Star.
Okay. So I was going to ask. So he broke in with the Angels, you said?
He did.
Broke in with the Angels in 06. Okay.
Looks like the
middle infielder. No.
Twitch has it.
Damn it.
Twitch is on it.
Billy's scratching his head.
Yep. Billy's going to ask me if he has a nickname.
Yeah.
And he does. One of the nicknames is his initials, so I'll not give you that
ooh,
one.
Ooh, that's what's a hint, that though. One? That feels like a hint.
Okay. Well, everybody has initials.
I feel like we're getting somewhere with that.
Yeah, but how many of them are smooth enough to be a nickname?
Is it like Jack Caglione, where his initials?
No, it's not cool as hell like that.
It turned into his first name?
No, no, no.
Because that is sweet.
No.
I'm just filibustering now.
So what about the
I'm
other
looking.
Nickname?
I'm looking.
I think it...
I looked.
No, it also is is playoff the name.
Oh, it's not Wally Joyner.
It's not.
What about a jersey number?
So this says a bunch. 32, 2, 1, 15, and 8.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a mess.
32 on a middle infield.
I can't
gross.
Read.
Gross. That might, maybe when he broke in, and then I bet he switched.
We have one of our well-timed ads over there. I can't read the Twitch chat, so I can't see the.
Text line does
have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Martin Prado.
No.
Eric Ibar.
He got it.
Eric Ibar?
Dude, Eric Ibar.
Was that your guess or were you reading?
No, no, I was reading off of that.
Man, I wasn't going to get that.
Admiral, Admiral was one of his nicknames. So Admiral Ibar.
Admiral Ibar?
That's pretty good.
That's awesome. That is a really good one.
Admiral Ibar. And then EA. I don't remember anybody ever calling him EA.
I'm pretty sure if you were like, his initials are EA, we were not getting that.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric Ibar. I don't remember him.
Yeah. Good player. Gold glove winner. One time. The all-star thing threw me. That's what, like, his regular stats, I probably wouldn't have even included him, but I was like, oh, he's an all-star with the Angels?
Oh.
Sign it up.
How about that? Okay. Eric Ibar.
Eric Ibar.
The Admiral. As they used to call it.
Admiral Ibar.
Move over, David Robinson.
It's a trap!
Okay, so that's
it's a trap!
That's the random ball player. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. I see Hart down there. The return of Hart and Fitzy. And we got the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, we were talking a little bit about Fanatics Fest, as there are a lot of videos making the rounds this week of athletes performing in sports that are not their area of expertise, and that led us down this road. I think it was John Cena and Cody Rhodes, like wrestlers shooting a basketball. It was a tough go. Did you see that? He didn't get off the floor at all.
Two-handed shot?
Two-handed shot from three.
Flat foot.
Like a chest pass.
What is that? It does. It's a little bit like a chest pass.
Because he's in a suit.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe. He's always in a suit.
It could be that.
Nobody's more comfortable in a suit than Cody Rhodes.
This is a show brag, Keith, but we've both played against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sick brag, bro.
No, Nick, we lost.
Yeah, no, we did. We did lose.
We lost.
Sick brag.
We were both members of the Washington Generals. Yeah. We both lost. It was a close game. Close game, though.
It was competitive.
Yeah, it was a competitive game. I think Keith and
I like I literally pulled my shorts down. But I'm not even exaggerating about that.
But I came out and airballed the three like you read about. Now, at least the form, I'll defend myself.
Form looked better than that,
but he got a lot more rim than I did because I airballed one.
So then,
sick brag, bro.
So then John Cena did like the punching challenge thing.
How'd that go?
Well, he actually it was kind of funny. He like fake punched, like a working, like stopped short of it.
Yeah,
and then was like, I haven't hit anybody for real in 25 years. It's not going to start now. That's what we should do. We should have wrestlers come in here and wrestle Punch Jones. See how it goes.
Can they give him a chop?
Yes. I would take a big chop.
I would
take one big chop. He died doing what he loved. Getting chopped by Intercontinental Champion.
By a buff man.
By Tito Santana. That could be, maybe that's how we get the wrestlers in.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't know. Like, we got a lot of media to do. It's like, well, you get to chop one of the hosts. They're like,
All right, okay.
All right, hell yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
One chop. I think you could do one chop. But like you pointed out earlier, maybe my heart stops. And then
I don't know. He was out of breath running in the hall. I don't think he'd be able to breathe.
Like, maybe not Jones. No, maybe Jones doesn't take a chop.
My heart would stop. I'll take the what did you call it again? A fake punch?
No, a working punch.
For me, I'll take a working punch is what I'll take.
Well, these guys are good. They can make it look like you got hit, but you didn't.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take one of those. You'll take the chop.
I think I'll take a chop. Although the problem is, they're going to be afraid that my reaction would be like, oh, that's not that tough. So they're going to really lay it in pretty stiff. Like, it's gonna hurt like hell.
Pretty stiff.
That's wrestling parlance, Jones. Yeah, okay. They say, well, you guys working stiff.
I get it.
Doesn't mean what you think it means. Anyway, Andy Hart's back from vacation.
Oh, there he is.
You always blame me for this going off the rails. Well, I just listened to, got a lot of rim and working stiff. Before I even turn my mic on. So don't blame me.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
This time you're right.
That's on us.
The hell you guys
doing? How was your trip?
Tremendous.
Good.
Nice.
Had a great time.
Awesome.
Ate a lot. Drank a lot.
The best.
Nice. So excited to be back.
Good.
Did I miss anything?
Not much.
Let's see. Bruins signed Lori.
So we got that going for us. Yeah. Maybe we'll lead off with that.
Yeah.
Halliburton. Gonna change the rundown.
Halliburton towards Achilles.
Yeah. Maybe we talk about Devers and I don't know. David Ortiz just hating Rafi Devers now that he's gone.
Kind of losing his mind about it.
I love it.
You do?
I've never loved David Ortiz more.
The guy
was a dink, and he couldn't tell you he was a dink when he was on the payroll, the same payroll as said dink. And now he's like, okay, the gloves are off. He's not on the payroll anymore. He's a dink.
Yeah, but you don't think that's a little
transparent?
Yeah.
But no.
I think he honestly thinks he's a dink. I don't think this is coming from above or any of that.
He's David Ortiz. By the Red Sox to try to make the deal sound better?
He's David Ortiz.
Did you say a couple weeks ago you were on Team Devers?
For a short period, I was on Team Devers. Because I do think we clearly saw that this was just a whole crap show of egos and bad personalities and Breslow being a robot. And, you know, that one of the exposés ended with something to the effect of like, you know, it's not what you asked, it's how you asked it.
That's terrible.
This was a dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah, no, it was.
Like,
it was.
And it needed to end. And you asked a question that I will answer on WEI afternoons.
Which one asked?
One of you asked it earlier when I was driving in.
Can't tell us apart.
Who came out looking good or looking best in this? And you listed Henry, Devers, Breslow.
Great question.
All of these guys. And I have an answer that you guys didn't bring up, and I feel pretty strongly about this. My guess is I'll get some pushback from the callers, but I will answer that question. Who actually came out looking good?
He's writing in his own answer to your multiple choice is what he's doing.
Son of a gun.
Okay. Other, please reply kind of thing if it were a Twitter poll. So, we'll obviously talk a lot of Devers. We'll talk a little bit about my vacay because I was sort of...
you came back in like a nice festive shirt over there.
Oh, they were like, you'll never wear those again. You can't pull off pink flamingos. You're no Ted Johnson. Only he gets to wear the flowery shirts on the show.
Whoever's saying it in that voice, they were right.
So I got my shirt on. I got my Hey Dudes on. Island Andy is here and boss.
Island Andy, the worst personality ever.
Wait, it's worse than normal Andy?
No, I'm sort of used to normal Andy. Yeah, I think.
You don't like change.
No, I don't. No.
Island Andy's here. Do we have any fruity drinks in the studio?
He's a slightly more tan normal.
What was the important question? What was the best drink you had?
Probably Smile and Wave.
What's that?
I don't know. Whatever the bartender
puts in it. You don't ask what's in it?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I tried at least 25 different fruity drinks. There was like, one day.
Rufalin. Tequila.
Well, no, they clearly water the drinks down at these places, right?
Melted ice.
Because I drank more than I'm capable of drinking.
Okay.
My belly did hurt, though. The dirty banana put me over the top. Had a dirty banana late in the day.
Are you blaming us?
Okay.
Get out of here. All right, dirty bananas coming up.
Dirty
next.
Banana was a little too thick for me.
Good Lord.
Oh my. I'll stay tuned for that.
Stick around for WEEI afternoons with Island Andy and Fun Fitzy.
Can't miss it.
Island Andy and the Dirty Banana does sound like a weird morning show. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 Restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow. We got a Tier Tuesday for you.
Yes. Madness.
And we got a Key for Madness for you tomorrow. So we'll talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.